morning. Be it ever so humble, there is no place like home. It's true every day, and it's true on holidays, and it's true on Hanukkah as well. When someone is home, it's fairly straightforward the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles. However, when one is traveling on Hanukkah, the topic of today's shiur, things get much more complicated. We'll try within the time allotted to go through some of the sources that you have in front of you. We'll begin with source number one. Tanu Rabbanan mitzvahs Hanukkah ner ish ubeiso. The mitzvah of Hanukkah is a candle for a person and his home, which means the mitzvah is limited to one's home. One cannot light Hanukkah candles in the middle of the street. It has to be fulfilled in the home. Yes, hamahadrin ner lecholecha viachad. There is a concept of hidur, of going beyond the actual letter of the law to make it beautiful, to beautify the mitzvah some more, that every individual lights a candle according to our custom based on the Rambam. So number two discusses the situation that we're describing today. Someone is a guest, achsanoi, chaya v'ner Chanukah. So the fact that you go away does not relieve you of this responsibility. Omer Rabbi Zeira, me'reish ki avina be'rav mishtatafta v'priti b'hadi yishpiza. When I was a guest, originally, when I was in the yeshiva, I would give a penny to the host and thereby fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Basar de nesivi itisa, after I became married, Amina, I said, hashdavari lo tzrichna, now I no longer need to give a penny to my host, to call madliki alai bego bezoi, because they're lighting for me in my house. It's a bit of a complicated question. What happened before he was married? Did he have no house? He had no parents who lived for him? Maybe he had no house. Maybe he had left his parents' home. Maybe he had no parents. Most authorities assume that that would have worked as well as having the wife light. Some say a wife is different, and perhaps we'll just touch on it a little bit later. Okay. So can you give me an example of somebody who doesn't have a house? A homeless person? Well, in source number three, towards the end, the discussion of a bracha which is made when a person sees the candles. You make sure asa nisim. Who? Line 2, Rashi says. This bracha is only required for someone. Mi shelo hidlik bebeso adayin. They haven't lit yet in his home, because if they have, the person there has said the bracha is in effect for him. Oh, liyoshev bisfina. One who was on a boat. Why can't you land in the boat? Well, apparently a boat is not considered sufficient to qualify as a home. This was not the Queen Elizabeth II. The boat was probably a little canoe. That's not considered to be a home, and therefore one cannot light on the boat. And therefore, if one's to be in a boat all night, or somewhere similar, the only choice is to make a bracha of the rower when someone else lights in his or her home. The boat won't work. For this reason, as an aside, we cannot light Hanukkah candles in cars, buses, trains, planes. Aside from other problems in airplanes. There are some stories which we won't go into right now. So just forget about it. You can't light in those places, and that's all. It's arguable if you have a Queen Elizabeth II, a boat, but they give you your own quarters. Maybe in the old days in certain trains where they gave you your own quarters, that might qualify as a home. Right? People go to sleep there in their beds and the whole story. But in most of our present modes of transportation, there's no home when you're on the road. And therefore, no way can light while you're traveling. Okay. Let us understand what is the novelty of the ruling number two, Achsanoi Chaya b'Ner Chanukah, that a person who's a guest is obligated in Ner Chanukah. There are two novel positions, explicated respectively by the Ran, source 4, and the Rosh, source 5. Let's begin with source 4. Omra Avshesh's Achsanya, Oreach, Af Alpi She'ein Lo Bias. even though he has no home. The low tamer, you shouldn't think. Din ner chanukah kedin mezuzah. Ner chanukah is like a mezuzah. To call me she'ein lo bayis. Whoever has no home is potter ben a mezuzah. And we know if you have no home, there's no mezuzah. So you might have thought, if there's no home, there's no mitzvah of ner chanukah either. Comes the Gemara and tells us, no, there is a mitzvah of ner chanukah. Everyone understand? This is the novelty, the chiddush, as the Ron explains. But the Rosh in source 5 takes it from the other angle. Quotes the Gemara, and it says as follows: Achsanoi chay b'ner chanukah, ve'eino yotze b'neiro shel baal habayis. He cannot automatically fulfill his obligation with the candle lit by the host. Why? To lo havi bichlal ish v'ishto. This is a typo. Barilan carry home. They print typos out too. It should say lo havi bichlal ish ubeso. Obviously, this guest is not his wife, but she may be. He may be. I should say viewed as a member of the household. Remember, we saw on the top line, mitzvah chanukah number one, nerish ubeso, or mahadri nelech alecha v'echad. The word beso doesn't really include a wife. It's true, the Gemara says beso is a wishto, but it also includes other members of the household. Proof is in the pudding. Mahadrin nelech alecha v'echad. The mahadrin, every member of the household lights. But if one wants to be strict and follow the law without any embellishments, it's sufficient to have one candle which includes all members of the household. Says the Rosh in source 5, you might have thought a guest for the night is a member of the household, and therefore he can automatically fulfill his obligation when the master of the house lights. The answer is absolutely not. He's not a permanent member of the household. As such, he does not qualify, and therefore he has to fulfill the mitzvah differently. How is differently? Differently by giving a penny, and this is what does the trick. The specific mechanism of giving a penny, one can suggest very simply. When you give a penny, you are then considered a member of the household. That penny, the rabbi said, even though you don't live there permanently, you give a penny, you're considered a member of the household. As a matter of fact, there are other opinions which maintain that rather than every single individual lighting a candle, as is our custom based on Ramah, that the Baal HaBayis, the master of the house, lights one candle for every member of the household. Says the Beis HaLevi, if that's the case, if he has a guest and the guest has a penny, the master of the house would have to light an additional candle for that guest. He becomes, if you will, a member of the household by participating with a penny, with a prut. Okay, this is how it works. Last line of number 5 is another dimension which is important. V'heichad lo pasach bavel l'nafsheh. When is it sufficient to give a penny if you have no separate opening to the outside? Avali pasach bavel l'nafsheh mechayim laduke mishum chashoda. Chashoda means suspicion. It's hard for us to relate to this because in the olden days it was a specific spot where you had a light, right by the front door. And if you have your own front door and you don't light, people will suspect you have not fulfilled the mitzvah properly. Therefore, if you have your own front door, you are required to light your own candle. It's insufficient to participate in the candle of the master of the home because there will be chashoda. They'll suspect you of not lighting properly. Okay? This is something which most of us don't have nowadays. Nowadays we light indoors, which you'll see the different approaches to it. But the concept of lighting at the front door, something which is not known to us. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure you've seen a light by the front door. Perhaps this law would apply even nowadays. Okay, let's take a look in source number 6, where the fundamental mitzvah is found. Yesh Omer, the way the Ramah has it. The kol echad mibnei habayis yadlik, v'chein haminig pashut. Everybody lights his own candle. That is our custom. That's our custom. Okay. V'yizol yiten l'chol echad v'yechad ne'iros ha'bemokom miyuchad. Today, she'ediko kama neiros madlikin. Should be clear how many candles you light. We're not going into this today. We go from 1 to 8. And you have to have a clear number in your head what day Chanukah is, 1 to 8. If everyone lights in one menorah in one area, it's nondescript. You have no idea what day it is. It could be 24 candles. It could be it's the first day, the 24 members in the house. It could be the eighth day, and the 3 members of the house. It could be the fourth day, it could be the sixth day, it could be the second day, or multiples which fit into 24. You have no idea what it is. So you have to put them separately. These days we have menorahs. This should not really be much of a problem. All right. Now we see, how did the Shulchan Aruch rule in our instant case, the case of a traveler? This is source number 7. Source number 7. Source number 7, we begin talking about the idea of chashad. Okay, it's very important. If there is a situation of different doors, everyone has to have his own candle, as I mentioned earlier. And in source number 8, where the Ramah, where Mishnah Berurah is commenting on what we saw in number 6, right? It says every member of the household should light. There's a little test there. The little test is down here at the bottom. Levad me ishto dehi kegufo. A couple, only one lights, not two. Assuming the husband lights, the wife does not light, even though she's certainly one of the bnei bayis. Because on the contrary, she's ishto kegufo. Where does this come from? To me, it's obvious. This is coming from source number 1. Ne'er Chanukah ish ubeso, from a hadrin ne'er l'chol echad v'yechad. Echad v'yechad is all the members of the household, but beso zu ishto, as the Gemara teaches us. So therefore, husband and wife, one candle suffices, even from the perspective of Mahadrin, and the other members of the household have to be factored in to achieve the level of Mahadrin. Okay? This is what it says. Yadlik means from 1 to 8. So we finished page 1 of the source sheets. Hope everything is clear. Now we get to the complicated part. Well, now it's easy. We read source number 9. Here's the Shulchan Aruch's take on a guest. Achsanoi she'ein madlikin ola bebeis. Oh, just imagine for the moment a person is a guest in someone's house and knows lighting from at home. Sarich los eis pruto lebalabayis lishtatev imo b'shemet shal ner Chanukah. As we saw in the Gemara, you have to give a penny. V'miyesh lo pesach pasuach liatzmo. Sarich lehadlik bepisro. As we saw. Why? Because we're worried about what we call chashad. Chashad. Okay. Now it's a fascinating question. When you have a home, what is your home? What is my home? I know where I live. I go home. I go eat there. I sleep there. It's my home. What if a person eats in one place and sleeps in another? Apparently, in the time of the Gemara, such a thing was somewhat common. Yet, our homes are so big today, there's enough room to eat and sleep. But in those days, imagine a person had no money. He rented 2 rooms. The 2 rooms weren't necessarily so adjacent to each other. One room was his bedroom. One room was his multi-purpose room, where he ate and did everything else. So which of the 2 homes? It could be one here, one down the block. How do you define a person's home? How is it defined? Says the Ramah, if a person has his own home, his own doorway when he's a guest in someone's home, he has to light there. Afalpish also bias in yuchod el l'shena. That is his own door just for sleeping. Afu ochal shulchan b'al bias. You still have to light the place where you sleep. Apparently, the place where you sleep is considered to be your home. For adin the ben ochal etzel aviv. Same thing. We're talking about presumably a son who has some independence, and he has to he sleeps in his own place, if you will, because of chashad, he must light up the doorway to that particular place. Some say bisman azem adikin b'fnim mamish. Nowadays, they no longer light on the outside. Yadlik b'makom she'ochel v'cheinagul. So, if you have 2 homes these days and you're lighting inside, you light where you eat. There's a Gemara Masechta Erevin and the concept of Erev Chatzeros. What's considered to be your home for the purpose of laws and Eir on Shabbos, Mokom Pita Gorim, where you eat, as opposed to Mokom Lina Gorim, where you sleep. I want to emphasize, it's only referring to a case, as I described earlier, a person has in effect a 2-room house, one a sleeping room, one a multi-purpose room where he eats. Two houses can be down the block from each other. So which is really his home, his primary home, where he eats? Okay, this we shall see soon. This doesn't affect a traveler who happens to be eating out of the house and sleeping at home. We'll come to that momentarily. Okay, does everyone understand what's happening so far? We're on even keel, and we now have to discuss the various details as they appear in Mishnah Brura in source number 10, and then we're almost done. You have to turn the page a little bit, 11, 12, and 13, and then we'll be able to complete our discussion. So 10 Aleph, an achsanoi includes a bachurim shalomdim shalom bebesa, a person who is learning away from his home, has to give a penny. What kind of bachur are we talking about? Ochel bifnei atzma, which means he eats separately. Let's say he eats in the yeshiva, has a cafeteria, but has no dorm. So he sleeps in someone's house. Avalim somech al shulchan balabayis, let's say he has room and board for a whole year in somebody's house. Hu bichlal b'nei beiso, and so to misharsim. They're members of the house. A permanent member of the house is a member of the house. It need not be based on family. Usually a house, a father, a mother, and children. But they could be a boarder, could be a servant who live there indefinitely, permanently. They are considered to be members of the household. When I say indefinitely, I don't mean it forever. We all hope that our children will leave our nest at one point in time, but as long as they're still in the house, they are members of the household. Okay, so too with this yeshiva bracha who's there for the present time indefinitely, or the mishores, they are members of the household since they're there on what we'll call a permanent basis. Okay, now in Beis, he's commenting on the words, she'ein madlikin al beis, so they don't light in the person's home. Ki midina by strict halacha, kishayishto madlekas nerchanaka bebeisa, hu yotzi dechavos abad lakosa, av shehu b'mokom rochok mi beiso. He's far away. There's a dispute. What if he's really far away? For example, he's in Eretz Yisrael, and his wife is in America, or vice versa. So, in my opinion, even if you're really far away, you still fulfill your mitzvah if your wife lights for you in the home. This is true in either direction, in my opinion, which means even in a situation in which the wife is in Eretz Yisrael and the husband's in America, so when the wife lights in Eretz Yisrael, it's not even Chanukah yet, or it's not a night of Chanukah yet, but it doesn't matter, because it's Ner Ish Ubeso. The obligation is fundamentally upon the home, and where the home is, that's where the candles are being lit. There it's the night of Chanukah, and you are in America, and your wife's in Eretz Yisrael, and a week from Wednesday, which is a week from Tuesday night, I think is the first candle. So a week from Tuesday night, she lights in Eretz Yisrael at 5 o'clock. It's only 10 o'clock in the morning. It's not even Chanukah yet. Doesn't matter. That's my view. Not everyone agrees to that particular detail. And therefore, v'ein serav shuv l'shtatev afilu b'priti. You don't have to give a penny to your host if your wife lights for you. There's a discussion. You have to know that she's lighting. If you don't know, it's a different story. Now, in the old days, how would they know? You have to have what we call every Friday night, botach bo lev bala. You have to rely upon her. Not anymore. Now she goes on FaceTime and you see exactly what she's doing, so we don't have to have the same measure of bitachon we used to have. Okay, so discussing a situation where he didn't know, we're not going to go into that. That doesn't exist nowadays. Okay. Fine. What does the pruta accomplish? I told you it accomplishes that you become a member of the household. It's not clear in Mishnah Brura number Gimel that that's the case. Here's that you have to give one pruta. You give a penny, you are acquiring a part of the oil. Some say it has to be half an ounce worth. We don't assume that. Some say you can even give the oil as a gift. You don't have to give a penny, but etc. But now comes the punchline, the last line of Gimel, very critical. If you are a guest and you have a candle, it's better if you light by yourself. Now, unfortunately, Bar Ilan does not have what we call the Shahar HaTziyun. There's a little yud there, which stands for Sharati and the annotations of the Mishnah Berurah. But I'll explain to you what it says there. The reason for this number Yud is what we've spoken about earlier. You're worried about Chashad. Chashad. We spoke about Chashad on the previous page. The person is required to light. We saw over here in source number 7. If there are two different doors, you have to light Mnei Chashad. And the Sharatzion explained that Chashad may apply even nowadays. But if you look at the third line of number 7, Madlik below Bracha. Whenever there's a lining of the Chashad, there is no Bracha. So therefore, it's not explicit in what you have in front of you in source 10 Gimel, when it says Nachon Yoso Lahadlik Biatso. At first glance, it should be without a Bracha if you are lighting because of Chashad and Chashad. Only, on the other hand, if you are fulfilling the mitzvah in this fashion, then you can even make a bracha. And the point of the Mishnah Berurah seems to be that although it does say in the Gemara that a guest can fulfill the mitzvah by merely giving a penny, that it may be true, but the better way to fulfill the mitzvah is by lighting yourself. This is the implication of source 10 Gimel. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, did not agree. He said a person should follow what it says in the Gemara. Achsanoi, give a pruta. Don't light yourself. As a matter of fact, he thought that if you light yourself, it may very well be a bracha levatala, for the simple reason it's not your home. We saw that at the very beginning, that the Ran said you would have thought you're exempt because it's not your home. And the answer is that you're not exempt. Why are you not exempt? The answer is, presumably, when you give a penny, that makes part of the home of Ben Bayis. But if you don't give a penny, and you just light by yourself, according to my Rebbe, it's very possibly a brocha levatola. It's like you're lighting in the street. You're lighting in someone else's home, which is no good. Those who want to see it in print, Rav Shech, the Shalit, the quotes in his Sefer B'Ikvei Hatzon, that this is my Rebbe's position, which seems to be in contradiction to that of the Mishnah Berurah here in source number 10, Gimel. We'll come back and see a possible way to make everybody happy. Okay. And here in source 10, Dalit, there's a repetition of what we saw earlier in the Rosh. Let's see it again. Afilu em ochel al shulchan balabayis for the night. Lo arminan de kivnei beis odami umidina dai v'ner echad lekulam. You should not say he's a member of the household and one candle will do it. It's exactly what we saw before in source number 5. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah because you're not included in ishu beiso, as we said earlier. Okay, that's what we see over here again in source number 10. Dalit. Kevin do reachu ben asamach al shulchan bekvius permanently tzorech lishtatev imo. You have to give a penny because you're not a member of the household. And that's why my Rebbe said, if you lie on your own, it would be a bracha levatala. You're not a member of the household. It's not your home. Okay. Fine. We saw the idea of hey, of a pesach, of chashad. Okay. Fine. Let's take a look in source number Zion, 10 Zion. This is a bit of a longer one, but we'll go slowly. Mashma bizeh dekshein pesach pasuach, if you don't have your own separate door to the outside, afilu misachsein becheder b'fnei atzmo, you have your own room. Today, it's true of almost every guest. If you're a guest in someone's house, they give you your own bedroom to sleep in, but you don't have your own door to the outside. Unless you have one of those suites, you know, they have... Well, they have parent suites in certain homes, you know, the parents have their own little room, they have their own door for their privacy outside, but that's in that particular situation. Typically you go away for a day, or a couple of days, you don't have your own outside door, that's source 10 Zion. What do? Yochol ishtate b'priti in balabayis. O emunosu yochol ismoch albeisa, you don't have to let it all, you rely on your wife. Yesh poskim, watch this now. Shesov muchsei kolzer bismanah gemara. This was true in the time of the Gemara. Shemadligin bepischei abatim v'chatzeres. They used to light on the outside. In Eretz Yisrael, they're still lighting in many places, as you know, on the outside. Avol ha'idna nowadays, shemadligin bifnim v'bayit, we light in the home. Kol orchim, all guests as well. Hainu afilu nosi shebebeis ha'madligin olav, even if your wife lights for you at home. Bivadai gam kein sorich lahadlik biyatzel b'chol gavne. You must light. Why? The miyo dea b'achsanya yesh lo isha b'bayit shemadlekas olav. Who knows if you have a wife lighting at home? Now you get an impression from this that an achsanya is like a motel. No one knows who you are. You're just a stranger in the night. This shouldn't apply to most of our situations, where we go away to a home that they know exactly who we are, they know that we have a home if the wife is lying there, etc. But perhaps at least in the hotel situation, this logic would apply even nowadays. For us, the mikshadeh, they'll suspect you. The gam nishtat nivipriti enam oil, not enough to give a penny. Shub the kevin shaminin kayom shkolechad malik bebayis with neatzvo. Nowadays, we all light ourselves. Also, b'nei habayis, people who live there, l'choshto, they'll suspect it. They won't know his wife was lighting for him. This is what some say. So the Mogan Avraham says, Mem Aleph, no, we need not be strict about this matter. Kiyim, sheyesh al kalponim cheder b'fnei atzma. At least he gave you a room to sleep in, privacy. Avlem ein lo cheder b'fnei atzma yochol d'smocha in shei beisel shadikol la b'beisel b'priti, etc. A compromise. Then he says, if you have your own there in any event, nochon yos al hadlik b'atzma, as he said back in Gimel, which we said before, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Okay. And we saw again in Ches, briefly, kevan shebezad loko en el v'shem chashoda, the reason you're lying is because you're afraid that they will suspect you. Yesh omim d'lo yavarech, imodei Hashem adlikin al b'beisel. You should not make a bracha. If they don't like b'beisel, sorach l'varech, kevan shumadlik b'yatzmo v'vadei, eno mishtatef imoam b'priti, v'chal la medina chomas adlok. If you are lying yourself, you're clearly not giving a penny, and therefore you have an obligation to light. Right? Obligation to light. Why? No one's lighting in your home. You're not giving a penny. So by definition, you're obligated to light in that room. According to my Rebbe, if you do that, you're in violation of Bracha Levatol. It's not your home. So now what do? How do you make everybody happy? Sometimes we can't make everybody happy. Let me tell you what I think, how to make everybody happy. And that's what I do when I'm on the road. I try very hard to be home. But I've been on the road for Hanukkah more than once. Almost every time had something to do with a wedding, which I guess is a good thing. I've been in California on Hanukkah. I've been in Eretz Yisrael on Hanukkah. I usually don't go to too many other places. And each time, what am I going to do? I want to make everybody happy. This is what I do, and I recommend it to any other traveler as well. When possible. So when I was in California, I stayed at a cousin's house, and I asked my cousin, do me a big favor, you set up a menorah for me too. So he had his menorah, and my menorah is right next to his. And I gave him a penny. I said, you know, when you light, let's say 5 o'clock, I want to stand next to you. I'm going to answer Amen to your bracha, and I will light simultaneously with you. Let's figure this out. According to the simple halacha, I fulfill my obligation by merely giving him a penny. Achsanoi, give a penny, it's good enough. Mishnah Brura suggests that no, the more proper thing is to light myself. Okay. But if I light myself and make a bracha on my own candles, and irrespective of what the Baal HaBayis is doing, separately, I run a risk of bracha levatol according to my Rebbe. So here, I'm playing both ends from the middle. I give a penny. I light. I don't make my own bracha. I answer amen to the bracha of the Baal HaBayis. So there can be no problem with bracha levatol. If a bracha is appropriate, I answer amen. If a penny is appropriate, I give a penny. If lighting is appropriate, I lit. I, I covered all the bases. I want to say one more thing. I can't put words into my Rebbe's mouth. My Rebbe might agree with me that lighting is appropriate in this case, even though he said a guest should not be lighting. But my Rebbe was named Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. His great grandfather, the Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, said that if you give a penny, you become a member of the household, and therefore those who say that the Balabais lights for every member have to light for you as well. So could be my Rebbe only said it's a bracha levatala if I light myself without giving a penny. But if I first give a penny and then I light, maybe it's even a proper fulfillment of the mitzvah. So I'm not taking any chance that I'm right, but I don't want to make my own bracha. I'm right, I can make my own bracha too. I answer over to the bracha of the Balabais, and this way I think everything is fulfilled in the best possible way. Okay? So far so good. We now finish page 2. So we're getting places. Trying to fit an on-time landing, if you can. Okay. Now we go to page 3. Ha'ochel Eitzel Aviv. That's the case of a person, the son, eating by his father. Afilu ochel etzlo bekvius, eat there regularly. Kevin atam ishum chashat. If you have your own entrance to get out, they'll suspect you. They won't know you're a permanent member of your parents' household. So you have to lie because of the chashat. Yud alef bizman hazeh. So he points out that even the first opinion agrees nowadays that we light inside. There's no chashada from the Orim Vishavim. There's no chashad from those who pass in the street. They don't see anything. Elam ibnei habayis, the people who are living there. Vehem yodim shemadlik b'mokom she'ochel or mishtatef from balabayis sham. If the people in the household know that the obligation is being discharged, then there would not be a problem. Why? He lights in the place where he eats. So they see him lighting where they eat. They all eat together. So there's no problem. I maintain, by the same logic, if he doesn't light at all, but they know his wife lights, he can even put them on FaceTime with him as his wife is lighting in a far off place. So once again, there would be no chashad. Okay. So the makom mishol here is very important. Yud base. The makom achiloso ikar. I again repeat, referring to a person who has two homes, which means can't afford a big house. He has one room where he sleeps and one multi-purpose room where he eats. So that multi-purpose room is the main part of his home. Malcolm Peter Gorin. V'davka li nachsanoi hanal shein beso etzlo. His home is not near him. Ol hin bein asamach al shulchan aviv. He has his own sleeping quarters, but he's eating every meal at his parents' home. Avamisha soed etzach avera bakroi. This is the typical case. I want to know by a show of hands, who has a Hanukkah party in the family in 2 weeks from Sunday? Yeah, who doesn't? Right? So what happens if the Hanukkah party goes late? You're not home. You know, what do? It's now 5 o'clock, you're not home. So, okay, go. We'll light where you are. You know, it could be your sibling's home, a parent's home, a child's home. Light there. No. Look what he says. Sorich le'elich le'beisel le'hadlik shem ne'chanukah. If you live in the city somewhere else, you have to go to that place and light there. Now, when you say the city, what does it mean? New York City. I happen to be a resident of New York City. Not that long ago, I had quite a few children who were residents of New York City. Now, I have no children who are residents of New York City. My local children, 2 live in the Garden State, and 2 live in Woodmere. So I have no New York City residents in my family. Doesn't mean a city. It means what we call the metro area. They have to go home to the metro area, or I have to go from their house to my house, because it's considered one big city for this purpose, and light there. I they haven't brought out the latkes yet. I'm waiting for the sufganiyot. I'm not going to leave. Tell your wife, where's she? I don't know, for some reason she's at home. Let her light. Better do it yourself, etc. In our cases, the husband and wife hopefully are together. So that's not an option to tell someone else to light for you in your own house. What do? You wait till you get home. I won't get home till 10 o'clock at night. You wait till you get home. I don't care when it is. You will light when you get home. Can you eat before? It's a very good question. We're not supposed to eat before Ner Chanukah. The poskim are generally of the opinion, if there's a sufficient reminder to light when you get home, that's good enough. What's the reminder? First of all, set up the menorah before you leave the house. Then put up a big sign in the window the door, don't forget to light. Then you have these things on your clock or on your phone, you know, makes all the beeping sounds to remind you to do what you have to do. You used to tie a string around your finger, you know, that doesn't happen anymore. So whatever you do, you set up a sufficient reminder system to light when you get home, you'll be able to continue eating at the Chanukah Mesiba, which is out of the home. This is very important. What does that mean? No, I'm saying if they're sleeping in your house, if they're just eating there, only those who sleep in the house can light. Everyone else has to light when they get home. That's what it says. We just read it. Okay. We're running into some opposition here. I waited for the resistance till the end. Okay, now. Midnight, 2 a.m. Doesn't matter. We light only for ourselves these days. We don't light for the outside. So even at 2 a.m., if a husband and wife come at 2 a.m., they light at 2 a.m. with a bracha, no problem. Okay? We've now completed 10 sources. We only have 3 more left. So we're on schedule. Okay, number 11. B'mokom she'ochel. That's true. Misha soed eitz chaver ba'akroy. You're just coming for a meal, and you have a house in that city. V'davka b'ofen zeh, avalim holechu, if he goes, v'chol anshei beis, and all of his members of his family, lebeis oviv o chomiv, to his father or to his father-in-law. And he adds a phrase, which I'm not happy with, frankly. B'kvirs al ches yimei Chanukah, go away to your in-laws or parents for 8 days of Chanukah. Dover boru, it's clear. Shekevet shesoed v'yoshin sham kol yimei Chanukah. Av shebiyom ochel achilas haroi bebeis, you go home for a snack in the middle of the day. Shenomadlik ele bebeis sheochel v'yoshin sham balaylo. You eat light in that place. Dekevon she'ein shemodah bebeis v'miyadlik. Who do you light for? Bekol shekein ha'idna nowadays. Shehekel ibn Abayis, Kevin Shiashena ibn Abayis, Shom, Yadliku. In my opinion, it's true. Take away the 8 days. 1 day is enough. My son is coming for Shabbos Chanukah. He already made reservations. Okay? He'll stay with us 1 night, probably 2 nights. So you light both nights in my home. Only 8 nights. He parks himself with his wife and kids in my house for 2 nights. He can light, therefore, Friday night at Motzei Shabbos in my house. I see no problem whatsoever. There's a fascinating chiddush of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Now, let's say he came and stayed over only 1 night. This often happens. He comes for 1 night. And Motzei Shabbos is a big get-together. It has it sometimes when children are older. And he's going to go back at 11 o'clock at night to his house. Shlomo Zalman is a chiddush. He can light in my house Motzei Shabbos. He was there ready for Shabbos. He hasn't left yet. I don't agree. I thought if he's going to go home tonight, he should light at home at midnight. Because he's only here 1 night. The person lives with someone for a year. For a year. And then he's going to move out. He's moving out at midnight. So he can still light in that house. It's still his house. You know what comes up? Not these things with all the pictures. Someone's getting married on Chanukah. I told you many weddings on Chanukah. So let's say the old days, no pictures, okay? So the wedding was called for 7:30. So at 5 o'clock, he's still home. He's lived for the last 20 years. Can he light? Tonight, he's going to sleep with his wife somewhere else, in his new apartment. The answer is yes. Right now, it's still his home. He's been there for 20 years. But if he's there one day for Shabbos, it's not the same. In my opinion, maybe is the same. Okay, that's a detail. Okay, so we finish now source number 11. We're just about at the end. Source 12. Yesh omrin sh'af al pi sh'madlikin olav b'sof beisam and b'makom shen bo yisro malik b'brochus ki chayav liros aneros. We're not going to go there now. V'cheinu again. V'afilu hu etzal yehudim v'ro aneros imroz al ha'chmer al atzmo l'hadik b'fnei atzmo madlik b'vorech aleim v'cheinu again. A person where they live in his home, his wife or someone else live in his home, then he can still, if he wants to, make a bracha elsewhere. This seems to go against what my Rebbe said. Right? What does it say over here? They lit in your house. It's not your house. Now I'm somewhere else. I'm somewhere else. And I can be machmir and light for myself with a bracha. V'cheinu again. This seems to be against what my Rebbe said. Well, okay. That may be true. Let's take a look in 13, Tetzvav. After Medina Poto Lahadlik and Madlik and Alababeso, because your wife lived for you already, or someone else. Mikomakom Imrota Lahachmir Al Atzmo Lahadlik Biatzmo Rashoi. You may light elsewhere. And the question is why? Why should this be so? It should be a problem of Brocha Levatala. Look what it says. Uvilvad Shiachav Machshafto Kodem Shas Adloka Shena Rota Lotis Bishalishta. You don't want to fulfill the mitzvah when your wife lights. We're made of less commission brochel of Atola that came and shared a rosal less about the Kosa, Chalchi of Adloka Alei. So he has an obligation to light. According to my Rebbe's opinion, it would still be a brochel of Atola. Because if you're only a guest in someone else's house, you have to give a pruta. Now, it's not clear whether you're a guest in someone else's house or you're somewhere independent, but in that kind of case, it would still be a problem. But I have a much bigger problem with this Mishnah Berurah 13 Tezvav, which is, in my view, it's impossible to have kavana not to fulfill the mitzvah. Impossible. Why is it impossible? A mitzvah, let's say, for example, such as Kiddush. So I can hear Kiddush and have kavana not to be yotzeh. In my shul, we make Abdullah every Motzei Shabbos. Every week I have kavana not to be yotzeh. I go home, make Abdullah. So kavana not to be yotzeh works for all personal obligations. But when an obligation is an obligation on the home, it doesn't work. I'll give an example. We saw before mezuzah. Right? We saw that example of mezuzah before. If you recall, I don't know how good your recollection is. We saw that mezuzah. Yes, mezuzah was on page 1. We saw that in source number 4. You shouldn't think that Chanukah is like mezuzah. You have no house, you put them in a mezuzah. Because it's called the Chovas Hadar. The Gemara's expression of Pesach and Avdal is Zuzah's Chovas Hadar, and their Chanukah is also a Chovas Hadar. If you have no house, you're not obligated. You're in a boat, no obligation. If you have a mezuzah, and you decide one day, I want not to fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah. You're having a bad day. You get up in the morning, I'm angry. I don't. It's helfnished. It doesn't help. The mezuzah is on your door. You fulfill the mitzvah. You like it or don't like it. The only way not to fulfill the mitzvah is to take the mezuzah down and move out of the house. If there's a mezuzah there and you're living there, like it or not, you fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, in my opinion, the same is true of Ner Chanukah. You can't have kavana not to be yotzi if someone lights for you and you remember the household, that other person remember the household and lights for you. I don't think it works. Before I get to my last point, I want to interject. What if someone's on a plane with his wife? And very often the planes leave, you have to leave before the house before 5 o'clock, before 4 o'clock, before 3 o'clock, and you're going to get to Eretz Yisrael, you're flying to Israel, it's going to already be the next day. Now you're really stuck. You are really in a bad place. You can't land on the plane. You can't land in the airport. What do you do? Can I tell you my secret suggestion? Have someone else come into your house at night and light for you in your house. Sounds crazy, but I think it's true. Because the mitzvah Chanukah is ne'er ishu beso. You have a next door neighbor who has a key. You set up the menorah for that person. Say, do me a favor, at 5 o'clock, come into my house. You know what? You worry about a bracha. Go light your ne'eros first in your house. Make the brachas. And then walk right over to my house. And the bracha will go on both. And you can stay there for half an hour and blow it out if you're worried about safety. That's the only advice I can possibly give to someone who finds himself, and it's common, in a situation where there's nobody home, the husband and wife are both on a plane there in Israel, and there's no other solution. That's my solution in such a difficult circumstance. Now we come to our final source, which is 13 Tezayin. V'chein Noagin, v'chein Sosmul HaReachon, like the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh min HaPosik, this is the Marashal, Shesovrim, Achid the Chazal Patru, the Adlokas Ishto, when the Chazal exempt you from lighting, when your wife lights for you at home, Lo Kol Kamine, it's not in your power, Loma to say, Eini Rotze Le'ateis Mishalishti, can't, as I said to you before, this is what my Rebbe would say. You can't. You will automatically fulfill the mitzvah when someone lights you in the house. And therefore, the yadlik below bracha, and you light in this situation without a bracha. So according to the Marshal, it's a bracha levatola. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we can't stop those who follow them in the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Yosef, with a small chav zayin, is lahadel l'shmoa brachos ipi acher, v'yana omein, what do I do when I'm a guest? Someone else lights, you answer amen, and you light your own candles. He gives another choice to light before your wife. Zman ma konash madlekas ishto bebeso, tahaino shi madlekas acha marif kiminig olam, hu yadak bikodam marif, whatever that happens to be, details. In this fashion, you're okay. That's what he suggests. Now, this is something which is has tremendous ramifications. That means if a person's wife lit for him, he can't light later on. Presumably vice versa as well. And the obvious question is, what happened to Mahadran? What happened to Mahadran? Mahadran means that more than one member of the household can light. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you know how it works? With Kavana Shalolotzes. If a father and son light, one after the other, father then son, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, the son is bracha levatola. He fulfilled the mitzvah with his father already, right? Because nereshu beso. You can't make a bracha mahadran. You don't make brachas on hidurim. The answer is, the son has intention, even if it's not explicit, not to fulfill the mitzvah with his father. But I hold that doesn't work. I told you before. So what's the answer? The answer is, in my opinion, in this case, you can make a bracha on mahadran. Typically, mahadran does not warrant its own bracha. The mahadran is something which is pretty amorphous. You do it any way you want to make it, to embellish it somehow. But here, where the rabbis have instituted a particular mode of mahadran, ne'er ishu beso, ne'er lecholecha v'yechad, they added it. Then we have from 1 to 8. What will happen? A person only has one candle. He lights one candle. Then, another candle surfaces. It's the second day. So you light the second. You make a bracha on the second candle. If you look at the Machzas HaShekel, quote from the Rama, the answer is yes. But you already fulfilled the mitzvah. Here's an exception to the rule. You can even make a bracha on the Hebrew. That's my take in this situation. So therefore, we do have this concept of making a bracha on the Mahadran. But, and I'll end with this, a husband and a wife, they never instituted Mahadran. That we saw at the very beginning. Take a look. We'll end with this. This is source number 8. Source number 8. Source number 8 is going on number 6. Kolechad b'bnei abayis yadlik, says the Mishnah Berurah 8, levad me ishto kihi kegufo. What's the source? Source number 1. Mitzvah chanukah ner ishu beso, beso zu ishto. Hamahadrin beyond the husband and wife team, ner lecholechad v'yecha. So if this is correct, a husband and a wife should not be lighting both of them with a bracha, whether they're in the house. And even if they're out of the house, according to the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And as I've spoken here in the past, that in my home, my daughters lit in their Chanukah until Bas Mitzvah, and I told them to stop. When they were out in Michlala or in the Stern Dorm, they lit, because they were in a separate place. When in my house, they didn't light. And why? I'll tell you why. When our children are young and they turn 12, it's our fervent wish that they get married and leave the house. When they leave the house and get married, their husbands will light, and they are not to light. If they would, without a bracha, we can't stop them. But to make a bracha to light, they're not permitted. You saw it according to the Marashal of your bracha levatola. I've sensed more than once is a disappointment when a girl who's been lighting straight for 20 years suddenly has to stop lighting because she's married. She's happy to be married, we certainly hope so. But she's not happy to stop lighting. Therefore, the smarter thing to do is to stop lighting at age 12. Explain to the daughter that the lighting is to train and to, you know, you're going to be this way for the rest of your life. You are going to get married, your husband will light for you, and therefore it's appropriate to not fulfill the mahadrin at that stage in life, so that it shouldn't lead to a bracha levatola at a later stage. Let's just review for a minute. There's no place like home. If you stay at home, it's much easier to fulfill this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. I advise if it's possible to be at home all the time. It's not always possible. I told you I was traveling various times to weddings, etc. Then, the best thing to do if you're in Achsanoy in someone else's house, as I told you, give him a penny, have them put up a menorah for you, be there when they light, answer Amen to their bracha, and you light, answering Amen to that, but not making your own bracha. That's the preferred way of doing the mitzvah. I wish everybody a happy Chanukah. Of course not. Right. They don't have to light my home. Only I have to light. As a matter of fact, in my home, my kids were growing up, yeah. Friday night, only I lit. Safety first. Other night, everyone lit. Friday night, with a bracha. I explain to you why you can make a bracha on the Hebrew. Friday night, only I lit. Safety first. One day, if you'll invite me back, I'll talk about near Shabbos for travelers. That's much more common and much more complicated. But it's not today's topic. Yes? That's another problem. No, they won't let you light in the hotel. No, they won't let you light in the hotel. If you want to go against the law, you can do what you want, but not on my account. It's against the law. It's against the law. Are you allowed to violate the law? Ask your attorney. I where I come from, I try to be a law-abiding citizen. So you're stuck. Well, someone, exactly. If you're not the same as you're on a plane. Yes? Right. In my opinion, a boy who's in yeshiva, a girl in Stern, they have two homes. A home on campus and a home when they get home. There's always room for them when they come home. Aside from the tuition. There's always room for them to come home. They have two homes. They like either one. Either one. Yes? He gives me a pruta and he lights. Yes. And I'm into my bracha. That's, we try to do that too. Right. He answers Amen to my bracha. That's the best way to do it. No, so he still lives at home. He's a member of my household. So then, he's allowed to make a bracha in his own house. One of his houses. Thank you very much.